Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening on this awesome winter day in Chicago, January 28, 2019, with the start of the 2019 unit year of CCTI, your Christian Counseling Training Institute. We are back with two brand new tracks which are relevant, thought-provoking, and life-changing. Get ready for a revolutionary spiritual journey at your Christian Counseling Training Institute. All classes are held Monday only. I repeat, Monday only at LFC Word Life Center inside of the Bethany Union Church at 1750 West 103rd Street, Chicago, Illinois. And the upper level at Suite, the Leadership Track Unit, beginning January 28, 2019, through March 11, 2019. Your facilitator is Apostle Dr. Shawnette A. Houghton, and she will be expounding on the construction of an apostolic leader, part one. This unit study will start at 6:30 Central Standard Time, and then at 7:30 Central Standard Time, they will transition to the construction of an apostolic leader, part two. Together, Academy of Prophetic Builder Track, they will be running simultaneously, Unit 1, on January 28th, again, 2019, through March 11, 2019. At 6:30, it will be the Prophetic Dimension. At 7:30, it will be the Voice Behind the Prophetic. Your facilitator is the Ambassadorial Prophet, Michael G. Henderson, a power-packed unit of teaching, stretching, and elevating our thinking. And so we will turn the airways over to the apostle and the prophet. Please put your phone on mute so that we don't get background music and interference until you are ready to dialogue. Dialogue is welcome. And you need to wait approximately 2 to 3 seconds before the sound of where you are reaches the sound where they are. So at this time, we will turn the meeting over to Prophet Michael G. Henderson, Ambassadorial Prophet. You're on the line.
All right. Well, good evening, Blog Talk family, and good evening, CCTI family. Very excited about this year's apostolic and prophetic track, preparing those individuals who will participate in this year's track, preparing them to walk into a new place prophetically and a new place apostolically. It would definitely be a wonderful time of revelation and just spiritual insight into what God is doing through the lives of each individual. So we are, again, we'll be looking at prophetic dimensions, which will start at 6:30. The Voice Behind the Prophetic, that will start at 7:30, and then Access Denied. I'm sorry, I don't know if I did the times correct. 6:30, right? And then Access Denied will start, will be our last track that will begin. And so just to kind of give you a little overview of what you have the intent to look forward to, let's start with Prophetic Dimensions. Prophetic Dimensions is designed to look at the gifts, anointings, and the callings that can be categorized within the prophetic anointing. We will take a scriptural intense look at eight dimensions that today's 21st church should boldly operate and flow in to bring about change and transformation. If you desire to operate prophetically or scripturally or spiritually curious or hungry to learn more about the prophetic anointing, then prophetic dimensions will be both your appetizer and full course meal. This class is designed for all believers, fivefold leaders, and lay members. It will provide revelation on all levels, basic, intermediate, and advanced, to learn more about the prophetic, and it will give you a hunger to operate and function as a prophetic individual, a prophetic church, and develop a prophetic culture. So that is Prophetic Dimensions. And so we hope that you are excited and are looking forward to being part of that track. And then we will also talk about the voice behind the prophetic, who's speaking: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The voice behind the prophetic is your scriptural direction to understand the prophetic voice behind the Godhead. It will be a hands-on and interactive class that will transform the way you listen, hear, respond, and obey the prophetic voice that's speaking to you. It's full of prophetic insight and revelation that will revolutionize the way you understand the voices of God. This class is designed for the hungry and thirsty. It's a class that will lay a strong prophetic foundation and build on an intimate relationship with the Godhead. It's the breakthrough key to having ears like Samuel and to respond to the church clarion call to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. So we hope that you will be excited and with great intensity look to be a part of the voice behind prophetic. Who's speaking? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And then what I am extremely, not that I'm not excited about all of them, but I'm definitely extremely excited to co-labor and co-partner with our very own Apostle Dr. Shanae Holt. It has been a while since we have tag team and this kind of intensity, and so I am definitely excited, and I have an anticipation about what God's going to do in that particular class with both of us sharing and ministering to those participants. So the next class is Access Denied. It is definitely going to be fun, but it is also, it is the revelational journey to understand the surrendered life of an apostolic and prophetic leader. It will serve as an apostolic and prophetic manual and mantle to govern your life in the office of an apostle and prophet, and the governing grace to function within an apostolic and prophetic house. It will be the class that challenges and changes what you have known or heard about the apostolic and prophetic. It's full with revelational insight, pitfalls, and personal experience from Dr. Apostle Shanae Holt and Prophet Henderson. This class is definitely designed for the bride of Christ to apostolically and prophetically prepare her for the King's return. This class will expose the heart of the church. It will expose the heart of the bride. It will expose the heart of the bride and cause you to govern of which version are you. Are you the five with oil or the five with no oil? Participants will be stretched to their spiritual max and challenged to change their lives internally and externally. So you definitely want to be a part of what God is doing on Mondays. It is definitely a foundation into this whole revolutionary year. And we just believe that it is the genesis, it is the alpha of what God is doing within us as a church individually, but also what we believe he is doing in the body of Christ, how he is preparing us to have apostolic and prophetic ears to function and move in a powerful way. And then the class with the apostolic the construction of an apostolic leader. It is the revolutionary journey of what an apostolic leader must go and grow through. It is full of revelational insight. It is full of structures and changes that will cause you to govern what you have known or heard about the apostle. This class is designed for the surrendered leader, that they may understand God's spiritual construction and fully begin to operate under his mighty hand. So we are excited about you being a part of this track, you being a part of this unit, and fully coming under this grace teaching and anointing. It would definitely be like nothing else that both myself or Apostle Charnette has ever done. So I encourage you to register. I encourage you to invite someone. I definitely understand that because of many reasons, some will not be able to come to the physical location, but I definitely will encourage you that this will be one of the things that you want to prepare and plan for by whatever means you could. Try to get there, try to be in the place. You will definitely feel the shift through Blog Talk, but you definitely want to be under the Jupiter tree, under that anointing, under the intensity that will happen on Monday night. So, Apostle Charnette.
Hey, I should just go on and let you teach that apostolic class from a prophetic perspective, since we all need to be prophetic anyway. Love you, man, of God. All right. Thank you. All right. So, as we begin to identify this construction of apostolic leaders, some of the things that you need to be preparing for is to understand how you know you're an apostolic leader. We are going to differentiate between an apostolic leader and an apostle. So I don't want anybody to hear apostle. I want us to hear apostolic leaders. And so how we know we are apostolic leaders. And so we're going to talk about that. What is an apostolic leader? What are the characteristics of an apostolic leader? How we identify it? How do we build apostolic people? What is the grace and the purpose upon the lives of apostolic people? And so when you are a part of an apostolic and prophetic environment, an apostolic and prophetic culture, there are some things that are unique to those environments that we need to be aware of, so that as we grow in our grace anointings and our gifts and callings, we can understand what they look like in and of themselves, but now what within or within the apostolic and prophetic house, or within not just house, but kingdom. And so we're talking about building apostolic leaders for an apostolic kingdom. And so what that looks like, what our responsibility is, and just how we prepare ourselves so that the Holy Spirit has the permission to move through us. And so there are characteristics that define every gift and office. Now, we're going to understand those characteristics as we be, as we are called to be apostolic builders. So you're going to continue to hear words like that. What, you know, you are apostolic builders. We're building an apostolic kingdom, and what that looks like. This concept is going to have an impact on us spiritually, psychologically, emotionally. It is going to impact us financially. It is going to have an impact in every area of our life. And so we are going to make an assessment of the totality of man as it looks like being a part of being apostolic builders for apostolic kingdom. And so we just need to begin to prepare ourselves for the shift, and it even identify if you've been called to shift. There's some people that the grace anointing on your life is to build the church. Well, and there are other people where the grace anointing on your life is to build the kingdom. And so just kind of understanding the difference, and as we understand the difference, we then have permission to be in the right place. And whatever that place looks like, we can begin to be developed. for that place. And so the construction of Apostolic Leaders 1 and 2 will embrace those things. We will do some in-depth studies within that. I am not going to say you need a particular book because we are going to make reference to several books. And so I'm not sure yet the best way to make that information available. But then the other side of this is I'm not sure we're going to check with the apostolic engineer over here to see how many people are actually on Blog Talk, because the reality of it is you need to register. You need to register. So I hear there's approximately 6-7 individuals on Blog Talk. I'm not sure if our apostolic elder prime minister is on Blog Talk. However, count we had, there was no official individuals registered. So you need to register so that you can get the so that you can get the information. Information is only going to be made available to individuals who register. So we need to have integrity in our development, in our spiritual development. So register. You may go, I want to register. I just wasn't sure which one I needed to take, or I don't have the money right now, all of those things. No matter what, you want to reach out to Elder Sherita at Sherita_Tate@yahoo.com. You want to reach her. You want to register, and you will work out the logistics of that with her. And so as we prepare for next Monday's class, people that get the information will be the individuals who have registered. So let me just say this again. Register, register, register. Please do not position yourself as a thief to this kind of grace anointing. So, found anybody on the line right now that goes, I need to register, or put me down because I'm interested. I just need to get with Prime Minister to get registered. Anybody on the line that has any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions for myself or for the ambassadorial prophet, Michael G. Henderson?
Yeah, both classes sound really good. How do I take both at the same time?
You know what? To those who may not know, we have been graced to have the Metropolitan on the line right now. And so Metropolitan Nathaniel Isaac is interested in not taking the classes, but coming on and co-facilitating them. So thank you. Thank you, Metropolitan, for volunteering. I so appreciate the grace anointing on your life.
Which one did I volunteer for?
Oh, you volunteered for both of them.
What?
Yes.
So the question is, how do you
that as well.
Amen. Come on, let's get that psychological perspective on what it looks like and how you need to emotionally and psychologically position yourself to build apostolically. Okay, so that you can be proficient and deal with whatever adjustment disorders may come up as you shift from church to kingdom. Come on, somebody. All right, so how do you register? You need to reach out to Elder Sherita at Sherita_Tate, ask for a registration form so that she can send that out to you. Please fill it out. And you can either email it back, and I will give you the CCTI email address. You can either email it back, or we will see you in class on Monday, and you can turn it in and register and meet with her to go over any information that needs to be gone over. So those of you who are not in the state of Illinois, I understand that you're going to have to do all of your work through correspondence via email with Elder Sherita, but those of you who are in the Chicagoland area, we look forward to seeing you at 1750 West 103rd Street on the upper level, either in room 10 if you are doing the prophetic track, and in room 15 if you are doing the apostolic leader track. And if you have difficulty picking each one, you should come on Monday and those classes are going on simultaneously, and you can kind of see where you fit, and then you can schedule an appointment with Prophet Henderson or myself to see, so that we can help you make an assessment as to where Holy Spirit is sending you. If you have any other questions regarding Blog Talk, how that's going to work, you can reach out to Overseer Paulette Thornton, and she has information available prior to the class starting and then after the class. So you can always reach out to Overseer Paulette Thornton at pc_Thornton@yahoo.com, or you can give her a call at 630-701-4303. She has no problem taking time to prepare you for this journey. So who's our boss up? Anybody?
Diane Rogers.
Hey, Pastor Pastor is in the house. Oh, I'm excited,
yes,
because the pastoral anointings will help us understand how to get all of these multi-gifted and anointed individuals that will lend their spiritual anointing to this process. So we're excited to have you, Pastor Diane.
Thank
Any
you.
Questions?
I'm excited to be here. I tried to pay for the class on last night, so I'll pay Monday.
Amen. Amen. That's no problem. No problem. Anybody else? So why Blog Talk needs engineer. Does anybody else have any questions? Suggestions. Thank you, Pastor Diane, for letting us know that you're on the line. Thank you, Metropolitan, for being on the line. Anybody else on the line that has something they want to share, say, maybe even identify the fact that you're on the line.
Amen.
I believe the Apostolic Elder is on the line. Elder Parker? Okay. Parker?
In places that they cannot
solve. Amen. We understand that there are some people on the line who definitely want to recognize that. However, if you can text us to let us know who you are, if you are on the line, so that we can begin to prepare for you.
Sister Vera Adams.
Hello. Amen. Sister Vera is in the house. All right. Who else? Amen.
Minister Brenda.
And you were quiet? All right, for the Minister Winslow that's in the house.
All right.
Hello.
Elder and Dr. Parker.
And the Parkers are here, literally. They brought a lasso with them. Amen. Thank you so much. Anybody else on the line? If you're on the line and you're in a position, if you're trying to say something, you may want to take your phone off of mute because all of our lines are open, and we definitely always need to know who's on the line for attendance purpose and just for preparation purpose, because before we dismiss, we just want to be able to do a prayer of covering, because this is a phenomenal journey that we are all about to embark upon. And so we just wanting to do it with in excellence. Amen. In excellence. Prophet, did you have anything else you want to share? Metropolitan, you're on the line. Is there anything that you recommend that we do as we prepare for this?
Oh, well, we definitely, if you are going to be a part of the prophetic track, we do will, you know, encourage you to write down questions that you may have had concerning the prophetic misconceptions or things that have been misunderstood, anything that you also desire to learn and would like to know. please prepare, you know, to come to class or allow those questions, whether you'll be taking it via blog talk, to be made known to us. And our goal each week is to open up with maybe some questions that have been asked, some things that people are wanting to know about. So as you prepare for it, have that. Definitely remember that the voice behind the prophetic is going to be very interactive and hands-on. So, again, we do encourage you to begin to prepare now for questions, concerns, and comments that you may have.
Hey, man.
Yeah, this is Minister Winslow. I'm kind of interested in the apostolic class.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I guess that's probably what we should do.
Okay, I'm sorry. My wife told me to say pastor.
I was gonna fix that when I responded, pastor. But good looking now, Minister, to the wife. You know, what we probably need to do is if you can send a text right now to 630-701-4303. Again, let me give you that number, 630-701-4303.
Hold on. Okay, I don't have anything to write it down. Hold on.
Okay, just text Overseer Paulette so that we'll know which class individuals are interested in. Information to Elder Sharita. So if you can let us know by texting Overseer what track you're interested in, so that we can begin to, again, prepare for the students. So if you know whether you want to do the prophetic track or the apostolic track, please text Overseer Paulette Thornton at 630-701-4303 to let her know so that we can adequately prepare.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Metropolitan Overseer Paulette, Prophet Henderson, you are now in their hands. That three-strand cord is not easily broken, and that's a tough anointing right there.
Amen.
So, Metropolitan,
if there is none else, we do thank you for joining us on Blog Talk today. Based on the inclement weather. And so we do want to remind you that anytime, you know, this is Chicago and it is winter, we do ask you to, day before, day of, always check your emails just in case the weather has been so that the class needs to go 100% online. And so we do want to remind you of that, considering we're in the middle of a deep freeze. So we thank God for the technology, that it doesn't stop anything. We are still able to go forth as eager learners in the kingdom so that we might be properly prepared for the power that is entrusted in us from heaven. And so we would ask our spiritual leaders to... Prophet, Metropolitan, Ambassadorial Prophet. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm here.
He said, yeah. Yes,
so, Prophet, it's in your hands.
All right. Well, if there's no other questions, no other comments or concerns, we will end this session in prayer.
Amen.
Okay. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and honor for what you are doing in our lives. We thank you for this CCTI unit. We thank you for the individuals that are responding to be a part of the teaching. And we thank you for the life transformation that will happen in them individually and collectively. We thank you for the open heaven under and all that will be downloaded in our hearts individually and collectively. We thank you that we could never
never be the same as a result of participating and being part of this apostolic and prophetic track. And we look with great anticipation and great expectation for you to move mightily, for you to move personally, for you to move intimately in us. And we are excited about what our hearts are going to receive and how the trajectory of our lives, those who are connected to us, will be changed, transformed, and challenged as a result of the seed that is being sown in our lives. So we pray over each individual. We pray for those who will come, and we thank you for your overwhelming blessings, your overflowing grace that will transform us and cause us to walk in full access of the things that you have for us individually and collectively. We thank you for the power of momentum, manifestation, maturation, and miracles that will take place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And good night, and do stay warm. Praise God.
Good night.
Amen.
Hello?